This is Molly Hemingway of The Federalist. Join me, my husband Mark of Real Clear Investigations, Dr. Robert George of Princeton University, Jack Phillips of Masterpiece Cake Shop, and others for the 2021 Making the Case Conference, Friday, July 23rd and Saturday, July 24th at Concordia University, Chicago. You'll find a conference schedule and you can register at issuesetc.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilgen. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got our four soundbites lined up and ready to play. We're going to play them for you. You listen and then vote for one of them to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Phone call voters get to vote first. Or you can send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. It is your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package that goes to the listener with the best vote. That is an Ad Crucem Baptism keepsake, the I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. pen, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag. Goes to the listener with the best vote. For Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday, July the 2nd. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Pastor Will Whedon. The danger of once saved, always saved.
A Christian can absolutely fall from faith, and Jesus could not have been clearer on it. The scriptures cannot be clearer. I mean, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. What does that mean? Jesus speaks when he does the parable of the seeds. These are those who believe for a while, and in time of testing, they fall away. Jesus himself teaches that it is possible to lose saving faith. Once saved, always saved is just a lie. Does that mean we don't believe in final perseverance? No. It means that we recognize perseverance comes to us as a gift and is not something that we ourselves can ever possess, but something, a gift that we honestly always ask for from God. It is antinomianism at work. It is this notion that I can actually be fighting for the enemy and it's all okay because God will forgive me. And Jesus is very clear that we can't both be siding with the devil and siding with him. There's a reason the order of baptism liturgically begins with, do you renounce the devil and all his works and all his ways? And then do you believe in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? And you realize then, I can't be in this army and in that army. It doesn't work. You're working for the enemy if you're thinking, I can do whatever I want to do in opposition to God, and it's all cool because I've got salvation. He forgives me. It's treating the gospel like a get-out-of-hell-free card that you stick in your back pocket while you spend your life working for the enemy.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Will Whedon, the danger of once saved, always saved. Vote for that one, 1-877-623-MY-IE, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. You could send us a tweet at issuesetc or an email talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number two this week is from Dr. Andrew Walker. Is President Biden a devout Catholic?
To be respectful, but also honest, I think it is disgraceful. I understand that President Biden demonstrates a degree of piety and ritual in his everyday faith as far as going to Mass, but speaking honestly, I don't know the value of someone's faith that can perform rituals to the neglect of their doctrine, and often not just to the neglect, but to the rejection of their church's doctrine. So I don't think of President Biden as a devout Catholic. I think President Biden considers himself a devout Catholic, but that's less a concern of what I believe and really what the Catholic Church teaches. And I think if you line up what President Biden purports to believe and how he governs with what his church believes, he's at odds with his own ecclesial body. That's not my opinion. That's the opinion of the Roman Catholic Magisterium.
Soundbite number two, Dr. Andrew Walker, is President Biden a devout Catholic? You can vote for that one on this Friday afternoon, July the 2nd, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three is from Joshua Pauling. He says the mind-body dualism of transgenderism just doesn't add up.
Why all of a sudden are we going with the mind being right and the body being wrong, rather than our actual physical reality being right, and maybe working on the mind to align with the body? If my gender identity is independent of my biological sex, okay, well then it's something separate, it's something in my mind. Well then why should I have to change my biology or attempt to change my biology so quickly medically, right? Why would we do that? If my gender identity is really so free and unbounded, why then do I have to all of a sudden look like an old gender stereotype of one side or the other, right? If a girl likes rough and tumble games and hopes to work with her hands, why all of a sudden do we think she really is a boy? Why would she have to change her appearance to look like a boy based on gender stereotypes if the stereotypes are based on a faulty binary? I think a great example of this was Bruce Jenner years back, right? When he came out with Call Me Caitlin, why did the big photo shoot have to look like a pinup model session, which perpetuated the further objectification of women? It really, for a movement that claims to move beyond the binary, it really seems also to double down on gender stereotypes.
That's soundbite number three, Joshua Pauling, the mind-body dualism of transgenderism doesn't add up. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We'll play soundbite number four for you. Then we're going to take a break, and that break is a good time to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Here's soundbite number four, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, the biggest ideological danger in the West.
As far as the actual situation in France, when I get into conversations in restaurants or with people I don't know, and I get on to this, there is no doubt but what they recognize the danger of Islam. But they will always start out by saying, now, I am not religiously prejudiced, and I have nothing against people who believe differently from myself, and so on and so on. There'll always be this caveat, this preface, which says, in effect, I'm frightened to death that you're going to think that I am a bigot. And that, in my opinion, is the biggest ideological danger in the Western world. People who are frightened witless of being considered bigots, and therefore who do nothing to support the truth.
That's soundbite number four, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, the biggest ideological danger in the West. We'll take that break. Now is your time to call 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or leave us your vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
This is Molly Hemingway of The Federalist. Join me, my husband Mark of Real Clear Investigations, Dr. Robert George of Princeton University, Jack Phillips of Masterpiece Cake Shop, and others for the 2021 Making the Case Conference, Friday, July 23rd and Saturday, July 24th at Concordia University, Chicago. You'll find a conference schedule and you can register at issuesetc.org.
One of the roles a pastor performs in a congregation is helping congregation members get through conflict and difficulty. But what happens in a congregation when maybe the pastor is part of the conflict? What do we do? How do we interact with our pastor in that circumstance? Well, the Reverend John Hill takes up this question in the June-July issue of the Lutheran Witness in his article, Peace in the Parish. To order your copy, visit cph.org/witness or visit the Lutheran Witness website, witness.lcms.org. The Lutheran Witness, helping you look at the world from a Lutheran perspective.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. On this Friday, July the 2nd, we are playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You've heard the four soundbites. Now it's your opportunity to vote and pick one to be Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us that email, talkback at issuesetc.org. We get it in real time right here in the studio. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Or leave your vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We need to know who you are, where you're listening, and most importantly, why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. John in Kingston, New York says, Pastor Will Whedon, I recently left the charismatic movement and started attending a Lutheran church. There have been several things I needed to relearn. The teaching on once saved, always saved brought much clarity for me and helped me understand God's word better. Pastor Whedon is a wonderful exegete. John, thanks for listening in New York. Paul listens in Milwaukee. He says soundbite number two is his pick. Dr. Walker's remarks over Dr. Montgomery's both raise first-rate concerns. The latter deals with the more serious problem, but in my opinion, the former has the more demonstrable truth. Thanks for listening there in Milwaukee, Paul. Joseph is listening in Canada. Joseph says he's voting for soundbite number one. That would be Pastor Will Whedon on the danger of once saved, always saved. He says, love the biblical truth and the sound doctrine that Pastor Will brings. Here's a vote from Mark in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Mark says, happy Friday. Thank you for another great week of Issues Etc., from which you have another four worthy soundbites. I vote for Pastor Whedon's soundbite. As a former Baptist turned Calvinist, that is Presbyterian, now thankfully Lutheran, this was a bit of a hurdle for me. I especially appreciate how he clarifies that we do believe that God gives his children perseverance, a gift imputed, not infused. It is not as though it is easy for a Christian to lose saving faith. We have a good shepherd who lovingly holds and protects us after he redeems us with the greatest price imaginable. However, to teach that it is impossible to fall or to abandon salvation is not teaching the full counsel of God's holy word, and it's dangerous. Dr. Walker discussed President Biden's alleged devout faith, providing a timely, specific illustration of how foolish it is to think that we can fight for the enemy and think it's okay because we just point to some time when we became a Christian. Thank you, and have a blessed and safe Independence Day. Mark, thank you, and thanks for listening in New Mexico. Well, according to your votes on this Friday, the winner is soundbite number one, Pastor Will Whedon, The Danger of Once Saved, Always Saved.
A Christian can absolutely fall from faith, and Jesus could not have been clearer on it. The scriptures cannot be clearer. I mean, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. What does that mean? Jesus speaks when he does the parable of the seeds. These are those who believe for a while, and in time of testing, they fall away. Jesus himself teaches that it is possible to lose saving faith. Once saved, always saved is just a lie. Does that mean we don't believe in final perseverance? No. It means that we recognize perseverance comes to us as a gift and is not something that we ourselves can ever possess, but something a gift that we honestly always ask for from God. It is antinomianism at work. It is this notion that I can actually be fighting for the enemy and it's all okay because God will forgive me. And Jesus is very clear that we can't both be siding with the devil and siding with him. There's a reason the order of baptism liturgically begins with, do you renounce the devil and all his works and all his ways? And then do you believe in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? And you realize then, I can't be in this army and in that army. It doesn't work. You're working for the enemy if you're thinking, I can do whatever I want to do in opposition to God, and it's all cool because I've got salvation. He forgives me. It's treating the gospel like a get-out-of-hell-free card that you stick in your back pocket while you spend your life working for the enemy.
That's soundbite number one, the winner this week of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, Pastor Will Wheaton, The Danger of Once Saved, Always Saved. The LPR bundle package goes to John in New York. Thanks to everyone who voted. John, if you would send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. book of the month for July is called Engaging the Psalms, A Guide for Reflection and Prayer. It is a great devotional resource that contains all 150 psalms and a way to access them and to pray them and to use them in daily devotion. Find out more about Engaging the Psalms, A Guide for Reflection and Prayer, at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and ask for the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July, 1-800-325-3040. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll talk with Michael Knowles about responding to political correctness. We'll discuss What I Wish My Non-Lutheran Family Knew About Election with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, and we'll have Pastor Sean Denzer lead us in a teaching on the colors of the church seasons and festivals. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
What makes Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church in Freeburg, Illinois so special? Our new members talk about the family atmosphere, the welcoming people, and the outstanding music. But most importantly, you'll be confronted with your sin and comforted with the assurance that Jesus has removed that sin so that you can live each day as His baptized and forgiven child. Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church is at 612 North State Street in Freeburg, Illinois. Sunday worship is at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible classes at 10:20 a.m. Call 618-539-5664.
Bahama Mama, Ocean Pacific, Paradise Island. Retreat from the heat with a shaved ice snow cone from Tropical Snow in Caseyville, Illinois. It's right across the street from Collinsville High School. Tropical Snow is open weekdays from 1 to 9 and weekends from noon to 9. Premium snow, epic flavors, lots of love. Tropical Snow, across the street from Collinsville High School at 2134 South Morrison Avenue in Caseyville.
Do you dread going to work out? Performance Fitness in Edwardsville offers a fun, supportive, tight-knit community and environment. Visit them on the web at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. 618-692-5063 or performancefitness618.com. Performance Fitness of Edwardsville.
I am beautiful because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am accepted because I'm a part of His family through Jesus' shed blood.
Unity Lutheran School in East St. Louis, Illinois, shines the light of Christ in one of the most impoverished cities in America. Learn how to support their mission work at unityesl.org. Unityesl.org.
Today, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I say yes to God in His ways.